From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. The Missouri Senate is considering a bill that would extend Medicaid for new mothers struggling with addiction, a notable expansion for a state that did not expand Medicaid after the Affordable Care Act passed in 2010. Missouri's Medicaid now covers substance abuse programs for about 2 months after a woman gives birth. The bipartisan proposal, which passed the House last month, would extend Medicaid a year beyond that, as long as the mother continued to receive treatment. A Senate hearing on the bill is scheduled for tomorrow. The state would need a waiver from the federal government to enact the change, and it appears that Missouri's would be the first request of its kind. Legislative researchers estimate that more than 1,200 women could be eligible for the extension each year, which could cost the state more than $4 million. The new Kansas City International Airport will be bigger than originally planned. City and airline officials announced last week that the new airport will have 39 gates rather than the 35 originally proposed. They said growth in passenger traffic prompted the design change. The change in terminals will delay the opening of the airport, which was originally scheduled for November 2021. A new opening date was not announced. It also will increase the estimated cost of the project, which was originally $964 million. The new design will allow for future expansion to 42 gates. Taxpayer money will not be used for the new terminal, which will be financed by the developer Edgemoor. The company will be paid back by revenue from airlines and other airport users. The Columbia, Missourian reports that the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee recommended last week not to fund the prescription drug monitoring program created by Governor Eric Greitens last summer. The governor's monitoring program would be a tool for the state to track doctors who overprescribe medications. Brandon Costerison, a public awareness specialist for the National Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse, says the Senate's attitude is concerning because it shows a reluctance to act on prescription drug abuse.
I think that it unfortunately indicates where the legislature, where the Senate is on that issue just as a whole. And unfortunately, that position that has been held for the past number of years could well end up to leading to more Missourians dying.
Both chambers of the General Assembly will meet to reconcile differences in their budget recommendations once the Senate passes its own version. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.